Hey everybody, Laura Burton, 416 Sales. I hope you are having the best day ever. And I want to talk to you about negative beliefs and why changing them does not work. It like seriously does not work, and I'm going to tell you why. But let me tell you how I got there, all right? So when I was little, I was the youngest kid in a family of three. And you know, it was kind of competitive and things like that. So when you're growing up, you don't necessarily feel that secure, you know, like everybody's older than you, you can see all this stuff and you're like, what's going on? And you're learning all these things. And you know, you learn things and you accomplish things, but there's always more. There's always more. You're always trying to strive. And I remember when I was in my early 20s is when the new age things hit my life. And like, I learned about, you know, being positive and all these different things. And it's like, oh, it sounded so good and I want to be positive. But the thing that happened is that negative stuff would come in. You know, I would have fears or I would be insecure or something like that. And I'd be like, oh, change your beliefs. And it's like, it just doesn't work because I'm sitting out there with this belief and that's like, well, replace it with a positive belief. And like, there's nothing to stand on. There's no foundation. And when I got older, I got chemically injured. And I've talked about this before. I ended up on disability for 5 years and out of work for 6 years. And that changes your whole perspective when you cannot function in the world. And you know, everyone's out doing great things. And I had great hopes for my life. You know, my parents were like, oh, you're gonna do so well. And I was supposed to be smart and everything. And it's like, this isn't happening. I'm on my couch and I can't move. And I'm a loser already, and how did I get to be a loser so fast? I'm, you know, am I just gonna die? What's going on? I just didn't get it. So all my aspirations were just kind of out the window. And I remember I started seeing internet marketing stuff, and I started learning about like the millionaire mind and all this stuff. And I remember going to this millionaire mind conference, and there are some cool ideas there, and he does some teaching, Harv Eker, and there's some really good quality stuff. I am not in any way saying there's something wrong with his teaching. There's some really good stuff, but I'll tell you what did not work for me. Changing my beliefs. It's like, my beliefs are kind of there, and deciding that, you know, I can say, okay, here's a nice new way of framing something, and that's positive, and now I can look at it differently, but it didn't change the fact that I was sick. It didn't change the fact that I was who I was, I was where I was, you know, it's like you can't stop that. And there was no foundation for me. And then, you know, fast forward, you know, I get off of disability, I get my health back, which took years, like years, 3 years of working at getting better, which was scary, but it worked and I got better. Although today I still cannot go into a tire store or a nail salon or a swimming pool store because the chemicals are so freaking toxic. So, you know, I get into work and I'm doing all this and there's still insecurities. And I think everybody gets into where, you know, you will have doubts, you will have fears, you know, people are competitive, things happen that we have no control over and we don't always know enough. I would love to know more. That would be like the greatest thing ever. I pray for wisdom on a regular basis. I want to be intelligent. I want to have knowledge. You know, it's like, help me make good decisions. You know, that would be like the best thing ever. So I ended up taking this class not too long ago. And one of the big things was, you know, we're going to work on your beliefs because your negative beliefs are going to keep you from moving forward and everything. And I'm like, okay, good. We're going to do this. And, you know, and I've done, you know, let's take stock of your life. Let's look at all this stuff, you know, this whole, let's look at what happened and how are you traumatized and, you know, let's relook at that. And it helps to a degree. I mean, those things are valuable, but it doesn't give you a foundation. So here's what I found, okay? Even though I did all that stuff and I have all these new ideas, I go to do something new, which I'm doing now, and a wave of fear comes over me like crazy, okay? Like this anxiety of like, oh, I'm doing this, what's wrong? And it's like, I'm building a sales funnel and I'm putting an offer out and it's not that big a deal. I mean, it's exciting, I'm excited about it, it's fun, but you know, nobody's losing an arm. You know, this isn't like the only thing I'm ever gonna do. I don't know what's gonna happen. Hopefully you guys will like it and wanna do it and get something. But it's like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, with all this work, I mean, I'm 56 years old, and after all this time, I mean, I haven't figured out confidence. Like, what's going on here? Like, something's wrong. And then it hit me. I was working on this piece for the offer that I'm doing, and it has to do with our foundation. What are we standing on? You know, what is it that makes somebody who's successful really successful? Why do some people, why are they able? I'm sorry, the reflection for the screens in my glasses, but you know, why is it that some people are able to really, really, really do great? What's going on? And I thought about it, and it's like, you know, they're standing on the foundation of their success. You know, everybody has a process for success. I have it, you have it, but we aren't paying attention to it all the time. So I want to go back with you guys and explain the foundation of success. And I'm going to start with my first success that I'm sure every single one of you have had too. I learned to walk. I mean, I don't remember it all, but I learned to walk. And I've had to have fallen down a ton of times. But nobody looked at me like, why are you trying to walk? Of course I was going to walk. Everybody walks. That was expected. So that was my first success, and that was a big deal. And when I learned how to like use forks and knives and cups, and I could feed myself, I could tie my shoes, those were big deals, okay? And every single thing that we've done in our lives has been something that we've accomplished that made us successful. You know, we went to school, we took classes, we graduated, we did all these things, okay? So if I stand on my process, what is it that I've done that helped me be successful? You know, I became a pilot. How did I do that? I showed up. I did the work. I learned what I was supposed to. I took the tests. I did it because I showed up and I did the work, and I did it day after day after day. And I have to tell you that learning federal aviation regulations has got to be the most boring thing ever on the planet to learn. And if you are a pilot, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, do you want to talk about boring? Oh my God. But that was what I had to learn. So I did it. Okay. And when I got injured and I was sick, okay, that seriously sucked, okay? I had no idea what to do. The doctors were not helping me. I got so ill I couldn't walk a mile. I was wearing a charcoal filtered mask over my face to go outside. And I have no purpose. I have no self. I have nothing to do to help anybody. I've got nothing. And after I started getting better, what was amazing to me is that when I did get my health back, I met people who were having some of the same issues, and I could give them encouragement, say, here, do these things and you're going to get better. And they could do those things and get better. So you have to think about, what are the things that you have accomplished? What have you done? And you've done stuff. I know you've done stuff. We all have done stuff. And I want you to write down what you've done and what you did to be successful. And look at the pattern of how it is. So when you're taking this next step of whatever you're doing or whatever you're working on, if you feel like, well, gosh, I don't know what it's going to be. Well, you didn't know what it was going to be last time either. So write that stuff down and have a list of everything you've done that you've been successful at. It is so important, okay? And then write down what you had to do it. And then look at the pattern. That is your pattern of success. And if you stand on the foundation of what you have already done to be successful with, there isn't going to be anything coming up that's going to throw you off your game. You're doing your deal. That's what you do. You learn it. You're in your process. It's how you succeed. Now, you can model other people who are successful, okay? Definitely find out what they did, do it. But use your success pattern to be able to stand on solid ground and go for it and be excited for it. And there's always going to be difficulty. Everything you're going to do is going to have stuff come up. So what? You just keep going. So make sure that when you guys are dealing with something, especially if doubt or anything comes in, you know, we all have that show up sometimes. If you are doubting anything, if you're struggling with anything, if you're having any difficulty, then you look at your success and start from when you started walking. I mean, you have been successful ever since you were a tiny little child, okay? And you are continuing to be successful every single day of your life. And you build on that and you stay with that and you will accomplish more. And you won't have to worry about negative beliefs or positive. Just do what you do and know that you're gonna succeed because you're doing what you do to succeed. And that is going to make the difference. So if you know of anybody who's having a hard time, if you know of anybody who is doubting what they're doing or feeling like they're lost or whatever it is, please share this with them. Please tell them to not worry about their negative beliefs. Please tell them to take stock and really look at what they have done to succeed, what it is that has made them who they are, which makes them special. You are special. We all are, okay? And we all have our place, and we all have the people that we're important to. So make sure that you do this, especially if you are struggling with anything going on in your life. Go back and look at every single thing that you've done and smile and be stoked, because you know what? I know, even though I don't remember this very well because I'm like way too old, I know that when I learned to walk, I was pretty stoked. I know that when I learned to tie my shoe, that was seriously cool, okay? When I finally got better after being chemically injured, that was amazing. And now that I'm getting ready to launch this new offer for people, that's exciting. I don't know how it will go. I don't know what's gonna happen. I hope you guys are gonna like it. I hope you guys will actually opt in and get my free ebook and maybe other things, but I'm doing it, okay? And just do the best you can, but build on your foundation. Know you are successful. Know you know what you're doing. When you put your mind to it, when you decide you're doing it, you take those steps day in and day out and do those things. And I want you guys to tell me, what is you're working on? And I wanna cheer you on, okay? So go be fabulous, go be amazing. Please write these things down for yourself so that you have it, so you can refer to it, so you can feel amazing and go and get it in your life and go be amazing. So that's me today. And thank you so much and have a great day, and you are successful. Yay. Talk to you later. Bye.